Wow. Hey, you're welcome back. CUW The Buzz and the Soul Savvy Show on Studio W The Buzz with your hosts EB and Q Lynn Green. Q Lynn, got a question for you. Why did that song have a little Prince flair to it?
Yeah, because that's an inspiration. That's why that the Prince and the Revolution vibes.
Inspiration,
because he has great. The great thing about, you know, seriously with the Black Messiah, the reason why that album to me is like significant of this era and everything that's going on. It's like channeling. It's like a fusion of sounds of like what 70s represented in terms of Black music and with like what Sly and the Family Stone did and what Funkadelic. It has all those vibes to it, and also it has a rock edge to it. It's like funk rock. It's like has a mix of like a Funkadelic and Ohio Players. It has a Led Zeppelin vibe to it, Jay Dilla. Like, it's a mixture of different sounds. And that song right there, if you listen to the lyrics of it, like, it's, like, really profound. One of the lyrics was, like, all we wanted was a chance to talk, but now all we got was outlawing with chalk. Like, it's, like, real deep messages in there. Like, and that's the cool thing about it. And he just flipped it and, like, makes his own, like, interpretation of it, like, musically. And yeah, Black Messiah, it's the third anniversary of that album. I feel like it's just due time to call it a classic. Like, I usually try to wait like 5 years, but you can play that whole album. Hold on a second, I'm getting feedback in my ear. It's a little feedback going on in my ear. Alright, okay, it's gone now. I was about to say, I was getting feedback from whatever. Okay. I was saying, it's third anniversary, and I feel like it's a classic. I wouldn't call it a classic. I feel like I'll go out there and say a classic. I usually try to wait 5 years to call an album a classic, but this album, Black Messiah, is a classic. And it's 12 tracks. He said he had to, you know, different sources, and I think he said himself he had to go through at least 50 songs to pick those. And actually, the one I think really loved, he had that in his stash since the Voodoo album. And so,
right.
The Love one. So a lot of these songs he's had for like over like 15 years. I know for sure the Really Love, but the rest of them he's had for a while. And so he had to pick through like 50 songs. And, he picked 12 tracks. And during that time period, it was like what so much was going on like during that year. I remember it was the Michael Brown. It was, I think Freddie Gray, I think it was, Eric Gardner, and then, you know, so many different, like, police brutality cases going on. I remember it was, like, just a rage, and I feel like he just, like, captured the energy of, like, that time and everything that was going on and released it, and I just think it, like, speaks to now, speaks to time, like, what the 70s music did back then during the Vietnam War and what those songs represented. I feel like he's doing the same thing with this, but then putting his own twist to it. And it's like funk rock. And it's still elements of who he is from the beginning. It's just a more evolved musician. And I feel like he's always this music since the 90s. He's always did that. Like, if you watch any of his live shows from back then, he always had those elements of funk in there. It just was always catered to, like, R&B, like, putting on the pop charts. You know what I mean? And so he's always had that funk edge to his music. But now he can, like, just... the way he's evolved, his whole process, listen, I don't know if Will wants to get into this, but this track that's coming up, I want him to play Back to the Future Part 1. This one right here is giving me all Ohio Player vibes and hip-hop vibes together, so check this out.
You know what I'm saying? Just high, just that way.
in about the same way you left in. What the fuck is worth the messing? Attitude.
Sorry about that. We'll go back in a second. A little technical glitch. Oh my goodness.
Technical glitch.
Hey, we'll do this again.
You don't feel Pinot Grigio on your equipment?
No. I was trying to pull up your last song with Teedra Moldres here.
Oh.
And, yep, don't worry about it. We have time. This is live radio. But in the meantime, just keep talking while we do this. See, we'll come back to this.
Just that little snippet that I gave y'all. Ain't that everything? I'm going to finish singing it. I just want to go back, back to the way it was. Now. I just want to go back, back to the way it was. I used to get real high. Now I would just get a buzz. Back to the way it was. He said in that song, he said, if you wondering, the second verse, he said, if you wondering about my what he say that? He said, if you wondering the shape I'm in, I hope it ain't my abdomen you referring to. So he said, y'all need to quit worrying about, I made a joke on Twitter a few years ago. I was like, I hope he ain't built like a subway sound. She said, y'all worry about how he built out here. He lose weight pretty fast though. He just like eating them chickens and them cornbreads. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't he from Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Southern man. That's what we do.
I just want to go back, back to the way it was. I used to get real high. Now I just get a bug. I can relate to that 100%. Cause listen, I might just pull out these A-ish stories next year going into the show. Cause if I just sit here and confess, I can't sit here and confess all my sins to y'all now. I know y'all want more stories. I know that one entertained y'all about that man in traffic. I got way more worse stories than that. Ain't been here long on earth, but I've been here long enough to shake something up, and my track history with acting right is not perfect at all. I say my track, if you look, a percentage is probably at 37% of acting right my entire life. There we go.
I've been wondering.
To the future, you listen to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. And are you listening right now to the Soul 70 Show? Kulin Green, EB. Hey, that sounded like a jam session. That sounded like...
I know, right? If you listen to part two, that's what it is.
Sounded like a jam session.
Yep. That was really cool.
You know, it's crazy what his process is. His recording process, he does everything like one take. And so he uses like analog equipment from like the 70s and 60s. And so he like, his whole process is still like, you know, like old school. And so basically like his process, I've seen some documentaries, little docuseries I've seen online. He basically like, the Vanguard get together and he'll have it like, arranged how he wants to, but then he'll just fill in, basically the musicians just come in and fill in the space of what he's already like composed and put together. And he had, shout outs to Kendra Foster, shout outs to Questlove, shout outs to, Cat Daddy, Dave, shout outs to, Pino Palladino, killing all through that record. I told y'all. You gotta put some respect and reverence on a legend, Pino Palladino. You gotta look him up if you don't know who that is. Pino Palladino, shout out to, guitarist that, I wanna get his name right. He used to play for Prince. That's where you get all that Prince-esque feel from like the first couple of songs in the beginning of the album. You get that Prince feel cause he has, his guitar player, that formal guitar player used to play with him. I think during New Power Generation. I could be wrong, but I think he played during that era. And then also he has other guitarists, Isaiah Sharkey, killing. You know, Monty actually played with him the other, some weeks ago. I seen that, the guitarist that's on Vanguard, he played with Monty Cross. And I forgot to ask you, did you go to Sugar Bar to see him whenever?
No, I haven't checked it out yet. I haven't checked it out on his night. I think you said his night is Wednesday. So I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm definitely going to try to get there soon.
Yeah, Isaiah Sharkey. Sorry about that. I just thought of that because I seen him post about that. I was like, yo, that's Isaiah Sharkey. He's the illest out here. But Isaiah Sharkey, also his musician, his background singers, that's from his hometown in Virginia. You got real background singers, I think from a church. that I think a church he goes to, I'm not sure, but I know for sure that they're from his town. Red, shout outs to Red, shout outs to, I forgot his other partner, I forgot his name, sorry about that. I'm gonna try to get it corrected, but shout out to everybody part of that project, cause it was dope. Red is actually cool, yeah, he follows me on Instagram, he's pretty dope. He posts, I think he has his own music he's doing now, and I think the other brother that, does background vocals, that did background vocals on this album, is touring as well. But yeah, shout out to everybody part of that project. This is a great album. It's literally everything, like any R&B out now, it has to match this. Like I compare everything to this album, like after hearing this album, like it has to match that, or it's not like at the pinnacle to where it's supposed to be. Cause it's that high to me. Like a Mount Olympus of an album. Like it's like up there. Like every element of soul music that you need, he has it. Lyrics, the lyrics and message, Bobby Seale, you know, Black Panther messages, he has, the musicianship, the music is everything, live instrumentation, and the, you know, those are the elements you need. And also vocal ability, he's killing it. The one I didn't play was 1,000 Deaths. Like, he's, like, scatting over a rock melody. How crazy is that? 1,000 Deaths? I wanted to play that. But I didn't want to scare the listeners, because if you ain't into that, really rock, Led Zeppelin, it had that, like Sly and the Family Stone vibe to it with Prince screams on there. If you ain't into that, that's the direction it was. It was, like, really... Like, I think that's the main, if it was a self-title, I think Black Messiah, if you had to sum up Black Messiah, that would be what the direction I think it would be 1,000 Deaths. Y'all gotta look that up, cause that's a great song. He's scatting over it, like he just, like, straight up scatted, jazz scatted over a rock-driven song. Dude, man, I could sit and talk about this album all day, but we ran out of time. I also want to do, what's some highlights? I just want to ask EB before we go, like, what's the highlight and what's the, of 2017 to him, and then, or whatever, in, I guess in popular news or whatever, like, what's the highlights? Your highlights, I guess, personally, and then news topics or anything you think was the highlight for 2017?
Highlight for 2017, wow, this year's been full of stuff. Like I said, personally, my two are, you know, my website, ebforpress.com, and joining the Soul Savage Radio Show. Those are definitely, definitely top of my list. Personally, as far as news, I really can't think of, anything, because I know there's a lot of stuff that happened in the beginning of the year that I'm drawing a blank on. I'll say the latest highlight for me, y'all know I love Mary J. Blige's, her two Golden Globe nominations and her
and I'll actually watch
Mudbound nomination. Yeah, it's
Netflix,
a great movie.
Yo,
yeah.
I don't want to get no spoilers out there, but I keep forgetting to talk about it. That was another thing we talked about. Mudbound, I just want to say, almost everything with that dude's daddy, I was like, he got it.
Man, yeah, man.
And so
that
everything. And so at the end, I'm like, this better end the way it's supposed to end. I was like, the dude got to die. If Betty don't die, this is a terrible movie. I don't want to give it all away, but I think I probably did. But that's all right. Y'all get over it. It's on Netflix. It's been nominated.
It's good,
y'all
though.
Can
it's
spend
good.
On it. But yeah.
Come on, they get nominated for
but
everything.
The conclusion I wanted happened. That's all I was worried about. And I'm like, okay, this is a good, cool movie. But yeah. What's some other highlights you said? The nomination she getting, man, she might take home some because she was really
she's, you know, she got the Golden Globes and the Screen Actor Guild, so the Oscars are next, so we'll see. I mean, we'll see what's going on.
Right.
She's already winning awards.
Usually that's the blueprint to the Oscars, is that? Yeah.
Right. So we'll see. Other than that,
about a glow up. She had the best year in 2017.
The best glow up of all time.
You leave
it
trash,
like,
and you leave with clean game, a clean life. I forgot the other clean products you can use in that, but everything, she starched everything down with the cleaner products, like clean as can be.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Got rid of, you know, all the dirt and the fungus and the bacteria infections of her, you know, things that was going wrong, and living right now and living her best life, getting rid of trash. But yeah, my holiday, I think what some people you think had the best year? I keep throwing questions out there. Who you think had the best year besides Mary J? Who else you think had best year 2017?
Barack and Michelle Obama.
Oh yeah, getting definitely up out of here.
Yeah, they best year.
He was ready to go on inauguration day.
I mean,
he was like laughing. I'm like, how are you gonna be laughing? We in misery right now.
Them people deserve all of the rest and vacation
right.
and relaxation that they can get. They deserve it. They
I think
worked
Tiffany
hard
had
for
a best. Tiffany Haddish had
Tiffany,
a great 2017.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish, great 2017.
Breakout.
I mean,
and it's crazy because I've been following her comedy because I told y'all that's how I came in on the industry, also on the back end of the industry, was doing like entertainment, comedians, being around comedians, and she's been out here working for a long time. And she finally got her Just Do. She's hilarious,
she
man. Her brand of comedy, like, some people don't get it. But if you know, I know so many people, like, the way she acts, I'm like, I can identify, like, so many people like that. So when I see her, she told a story. She was so Trevor Noah and told a story from her book about this dude, Roscoe, she used to work at the airport. She said he had all of it. I was going to play it, but we played so many songs. I was going to play that clip so bad. Oh, my God. I was in tears. She said he had a little dead arm. She said she was on a date with this dude. He had a little arm, was working baggage claim. I can't even get it out. I'm going to move on because the way she visualized that story had me dying. I was crying. Y'all got to look that up, the Trevor Noah interview she did. It's hilarious. But anyway, she had a great year. I'm trying to think of somebody else that had a great year. Highlights. I'm trying to think of something. This year went by fast, man.
It went by really fast.
It feels like 2016 or something. I'm still in 2016, so I can't even, like, it's so many things that's happened. I'll say for me, my highlights was, again, getting EB on. I think I got one more question for y'all before I'll say my highlights was again, EB coming on and just taking the show to another level, bringing his mm-hmm. expertise and bringing his
you fired his Will
great energy. that might be a highlight of, no, I'm just kidding. Look, me and Will joke all the time. We had like great shows. Most of the great shows we had and the ones that y'all loved the most was the one where Will was just, cause it's just natural chemistry. Like I said, we don't plan half the stuff we say. And so when you see us go at it like that, it's just naturally the chemistry bumping off. So Will has been excellent, with the producing, with the engineering of the show, getting us in and out and the highlights of, I think I was going to ask y'all favorite shows, but I was going to say my highlights was again, you know, Will giving us that opportunity, carrying it over the anniversary of the show is on December 23rd, next week, I think, but that's on a Saturday, I think, if I'm thinking right. December 23rd was the first Soul Savages radio show. And like I said, I was just winging it and just saying whatever. And then we had another show like 5 days later. That should technically be our first show with Macko and Planet Venus. It's all, y'all can go on the website. We got visuals of that show if y'all want to go on. They've been on twice. And that show is crazy. Listen, oh yeah, Macko sends his love. I was talking to him, I think, this past week. I was talking to him on the phone. So he sends his love. He's out here working now. He's at the Ice Event Center, where we talk about with Cooley High. He's there now, like he's opening for some great comedians. Tonight, it's called Funny Is That Friday, so he out here working. We definitely gonna get him back on the show. He sends his love. He's like, shouting everybody out. Cause yeah, I think my highlights was just them. We did that show. I'm gonna say that for our best show, cause that show was crazy, but I would say my highlight was, I think, interviewing, Daly and Marsha Ambrosia, like, earlier this spring. Like, when I tell you, Marsha like, is a full-on, like, Prince head. And when I tell you, my soul has been satisfied. I've been waiting, like, I've been waiting to get somebody on this show to do a whole Prince talk for, like, 2 hours. But when I tell you, me and Marsha talked about Prince for, like, almost an hour. And we was getting heavy and deep into it. And when she told me the dance for 3121 was her favorite song, I'm like, this is over with. Because we went deep into it. Great conversation. Man, I'm still amazed by the conversation. It was incredible. She's an amazing artist to me. I've been following. And we were reminiscing about when she used to do, I'm an OG Twitter head. So I was on when Tiny Chat was popping, when, what is it called?
Oh, man.
Ustream. She used to Ustream, like randomly. And I was telling her, I was like, yo, my handle used to be Sleepy Green. And she was like, yo, I remember, like, singing that. I'm like, she thought my name in falsetto and sung me happy birthday one time. I was like, I still remember. And she still remembered that. I'm like, yo, that was crazy. And we talk about that. And she started singing Switch, I'll Call Your Name. I was like, that whole interview was crazy. And I just enjoyed it. Daily interviewed him, UK singer. He's fantastic. Just a great highlight. I think get finally next week I'm gonna, you know, I got the video production, we got the green light on that, and we start shooting next week. And I can't wait. If y'all check out on the website, I'm gonna have it posted on the website. Yeah, that's all my highlights, is finally getting these projects off the ground with my musicianship. And I can't wait. That's gonna be y'all Christmas present, is showing my skills a little bit. So if y'all was intrigued to hear what I sound like, I'm about to put it out there for everybody. We're going to package this right for y'all. Hopefully y'all like it. If not, I'm just going to just do my thing, and hopefully y'all like it. I know people have been asking for it, so it's finally coming next week. We're going to package it up. Hopefully it won't take long to put out there, but, yeah, it's coming. So that's my highlight. I was going to ask y'all before we go real quick, because I know we run out of time, what was y'all favorite shows of this year on Soul Savage Radio? What was y'all favorite show?
Can I jump in?
I was about to say the Karen White show.
Oh, great show.
What's your top three? What's your top three?
Karen White, the show you had on with the couple, what is it, last week? That was great.
Oh, I thought she was about to say the couple on Black Music.
See?
That one is mine, for sure. Oh, man.
See?
That show.
Oh, my God.
Was the greatest unplanned, unrehearsed show. That show's about top with last week's show, because it's just last week's show was just personally funny to me, because I was just throwing them jokes out there. And I was like, hope all these land to somebody. I'm glad, hopefully people enjoy it, because them jokes was hilarious to me. But that show with April and Royale, shout out to April and Royale Watkins from After I Do.
Yeah.
But we didn't have them on. We just had Royale on, and then we had... We had Angel and Marcus. Y'all got to listen to that show. Y'all pull up Black Music Month Hip Hop on the website and check that show out. Oh, my God. That show was so unintentionally funny. That moment right there. Because, listen, I asked my questions. I was like, okay, Will. I was like, I'm going to ask my questions, and I'm going to let Will throw his out there. And when he said that.
Oh, no, he didn't. Like, oh.
I'm not trying to bring up old stuff, but I'm just saying, that show was comedy gold, and when I tell y'all, y'all showed out in those comments, because people said they was peeing on themselves when they heard their part. And then, my man, Jay Wiggins, photographer, came on during the hip-hop segment, and when you started, when we talk about gangster rap, and when you started saying that Will Smith, Justin Tool was your favorite rap song, and he said, what?
That's right.
He was appalled. Listen, when I tell you, he messaged me and was so appalled you said that. He was ready to blame you when you said that. And it took everything in me not to start laughing. I was trying so hard to move on with the show, because he was about... start going off because he thought you was serious. I know you were serious. That was your pick.
I am serious.
Didn't know that you wasn't into hip hop. I told Shaka some days before the show. I'm like, look, our producer don't really like hip hop like that. So if you can break down to him like gangster rap and stuff like that and what that's significant to. But I forgot to tell Jay. I didn't tell Jay, so he naturally was offended by it when he was ready to go in.
Well, I hope he got over it by now.
I was like, hold on, Jay. I was like, hold on, let's bring this back. And he was like, what?
yeah, that was good. That was good.
That's my top favorite show right there. That's my top favorite one. Like I said, the Karen White one, number two. I'm trying to think of number three. I think the one with Macko, when they come on, Macko and Planet Venus, I don't have control of the show when they come on. Cause they, if y'all go watch that show, I forgot the name, I think we did, I think it was called Prince. I forgot what the name of that show was. I think it's April 21st cause we were trying to do a Prince hour, but it was in more, it was crazy. Like when they come on, I can't talk. They came in and was just throwing them jokes out there. And then one of the show, this happened last year, it didn't happen this year, but when Macko said that Young Thug was the personification of AIDS, I was like, Will's gonna cut the show off. Cause I don't know where we gonna go from here. He said Young Thug was the personification of AIDS. I'm like, we about to get unplugged on this show. Cause I don't know where we go from here.
We came close. We came real close.
We was at 30 minutes. Like this was the second show I talked about last year. Around his time, when he said that, I thought Will was about to unplug. I was like, oh man, I didn't know how far we gonna go. But when he said that, Mark, I was like, oh, okay, we can keep going then. Cause that's where the heathenness started right there. Cause when he said that, and then he was talking about Donald Trump talking about, he was like, well, they say that all, I was like, oh man, you about to get us like unplugged from this show. Like, I don't know where, but yeah, I think the show with Macko and Planet Venus, those are my top three right there. No, I gotta switch that one out with, gotta say the, I wanna throw the one in there, the Prince versus Michael Jackson one, gotta be my favorite. I gotta put the Prince versus Michael Jackson, gotta be the three. Cause that one right there, when he said that, oh man, I lost my mind. I just,
when I said what? That Prince was, second string?
Okay, we at the end of the radio show, end of the show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. He's trying to get me worked up again. Like I said, those are my top three right there. I hope y'all enjoyed this show. I had fun. This has been a great year. Man, this is so crazy we've been doing. We did this for a whole year, Will. And EB came in right on time at
EB.
The quarter of the year.
Oh.
Man. We gonna try to share some more. We ain't share all our dirt on this show. We gotta share some more with the people to let them get inside our lives. I got a pretty, lengthy history for this short time I've been on Earth, so I don't know if y'all ready for this yet. Just disclaimer out there, if y'all think any of the stuff I say on this show is terrible, listen, this is PG-13 what I'm giving y'all. I haven't gave y'all the real version of myself, like the past and the future. Like I've been giving y'all everything. I might give y'all everything in 2018.
Okay, Kulin, can we talk before?
I might give y'all everything in 2018.
Kulin, can we please have a board meeting before 2018, please?
I'm just saying they want to know more about us. They want to know more about me and EB. I'm like, I don't know about EB. I don't know if he got as many. You got some stories you don't want to tell the people.
Like,
I know your sister already told one about goodness. You committing violence against her on a treadmill on exercise equipment. Do you got any more stories like that? We got I think EB already incriminated stuff talking about drowning relatives and stuff. So Before we go, hold on, just a second. We ain't done yet. Give me about 2 more minutes. I'm almost done.
Oh my God. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. Like I said, we got so much planned. I can't wait to tell y'all about 2018. I'm looking for some big things for Soul Savage Radio. We gonna turn this up a notch. We got a whole lot of great things popping on this show. I haven't disclosed yet because we got finalized and stuff, but we got a lot of great things coming on. Some more great guests. We've been hitting y'all with great guests on every month. Every month we then gave y'all some great guests. So what y'all want y'all to do?
Outstanding guests.
Right. Everybody was great. I don't have favorites. I treat everybody the same on the show. I don't care if you ain't had a hit on a chart or whatever. I don't care where you, I treat everybody the same on the show. Anybody that wants to have a platform to talk about their music, as long as it's good and of quality, you come on the show. But I'm honest, if it ain't that great, you can't come on the show. And people have been messaging me, thank you so much for sharing this with your Facebook cousins and stuff, but some of y'all need to quit. I need to do screen tests on some of these Facebook cousins, cause some of your Facebook cousins doing too much, and I just blocked one of them cause they trying to, you know, create this what you doing movement with me. Listen, I told you I'm an eligible girlfriend out here. We can't be having these things going on, and some of y'all are a little stalkerish, so I ain't got time for all that. So I just blocked somebody on Facebook for all this weirdness going on. But besides that, I'm getting off besides the point. But yeah, share this with your Facebook cousins. Vet them out. Make sure they ain't acting crazy and sending crazy messages and, you know, and all that stuff. But thank y'all for the comments. Thank you for sending all the emails. I try to read some of them. Sometimes I don't get to them. I think I just personally go through and message y'all back instead of reading it on the show. Thank y'all so much. What I need y'all to do is check out all these great shows we had on all this year. I think I posted, I think maybe about 60% of the shows this year. But we had a lot of great shows. So yeah, y'all catch up on the show, get into it, and we'll be back 2018. Well, Savvy Heathen Talk. I didn't get to say this last week. We gotta throw our Savvy Heathen Talks out there. We gotta do it for the culture, we gotta do it for the show. This is what y'all live for. Y'all live for this moment, so we're gonna throw them out there. Will, EB, throw your Savvy Heathen Talks out there before we go.
Boy, Savvy Heathen Talk. Well, you know, this is a family show, so I try to keep that heathen stuff there to a minimum. Boy, I might have to pass this one to EB.
I'm going to say Christmas is coming up, and if someone gives you a Beyonce CD, throw it in the trash.
Yes. Throw it in the trash. Throw it in the trash.
Oh.
My Savvy, he's talking. I'm gonna throw some more flames on that. I'm about to set a furnace up in here with this one. Hold
okay.
on. I think
we're coming back next week. I wanna know what's going on here with the Amorosa in the White House. I really wanna know about that. I know right. that has to do with Raggedy People News, you know. Not necessarily heathen, but I think there's a story there somewhere.
Nobody care about Omarosa.
I want to know what's going on. A little
money for her Nook account, for her Kindle account. She's going to get a little money for that.
I think she's going to get paid. I really think she's going to get paid.
I'm going to do my last Savvy Heathen Talk of the year right here. I think this one might start a furnace. Okay, I'm throwing it out there. Like I said, I throw little jokes out there about Keisha Cole, but you know what? She actually impressed me recently at an award show, or it was more of a taping before a show. You know what I mean? Because I feel like this was her best performance. I feel like this is the greatest performance I've ever seen from Keisha Cole. It was magnificent. It was perfect. The show I'm referring to is called Soul Train Lip Sync Battle. Okay, we do Soul Savage Radio 2018. I think Keisha Cole's best performance was the lip sync battle on Soul Train. That was her perfect performance of the year.
Oh, that was
fantastic.
That was ugly.
Perfect. It was everything. That lip sync battle performance was everything. I loved it. Thank y'all for tuning in Soul Savage Radio. We will be back. In 2018, people.
Okay, my
friend. That's my Savvy Heathen Talk.
Oh my God. Hey, you've been listening to Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. In case you didn't know, that was the Soul 70 show with EV and Q-Lin Green. Like you said, we'll be back 2018, and it's only going to get better. Stay tuned for more announcements. Soul 70 show, Studio W. I'll do anything, the truth is for you really got me. We just wrapped up a show of the Q-Lin Green and EB Soul 70 show every Wednesday here. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Every Friday here on the PST, the Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network.